online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Zimbabwe has its first new president for 37 years.
I will protect and promote the rights of the people of Zimbabwe.
Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in at the National Stadium in Harare. The military, which placed former President Robert Mugabe under house arrest, has pledged its allegiance to the new leader. Elsewhere today, Oscar Pistorius has had his sentence increased for murdering his girlfriend after prosecutors argued it was too lenient. He's now been given a term of 13 years and 5 months instead of the original 6 years. Hundreds of people have turned up to pay their respects to Dover teenager Kelly Turner, who died earlier this month after a 2-year battle with cancer. The 17-year-old had a rare form of the disease and raised more than £600,000 for treatment in America. Her family say that money will now be put towards research. A man's been jailed for 5.5 years after he was caught trying to smuggle people into the UK through Folkestone. The 61-year-old was stopped by Border Force officers at the French end of the Channel Tunnel in Coquelles back in February. 16 people, including a 5-month-old baby, were found hidden in the back of his van. A family from Medway have launched a heartfelt appeal to catch the people who beat up and mugged their granddad in Gillingham. 79-year-old John O'Connor was attacked from behind in the car park outside the Dog and Bone pub on Sunday night. His wallet, bank card and bus pass were taken. His daughter Susie says it's a massive shock.
He's harmless, isn't he? Yeah. Everybody loves him. I mean, we've been putting stuff on Facebook and people just can't believe it's happened to him. He's harmless.
Concerns are growing for a teenager who's gone missing from Folkestone. 14-year-old Kieran Kenton was last seen in the area on Tuesday. His family have posted on social media urging him to come home. He tweeted his picture at KMFM News. A former Bake Off star has joined the judging panel of next year's Taste of Kent Awards. Chetna McCann from Broadstairs reached the semi-finals of the show in 2014 and has since released a couple of food books. The awards celebrate the very best produce from the county and will be handed out in March.
Sport with DynoPlumbingKent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to continue their unbeaten run in League One this weekend. They've gone 4 games without a defeat and welcome Oldham Athletic to Priestfield tomorrow. The visitors are 4 places above them in the table. Here's Gill's boss Steve Lovell.
This one is another big game. Oldham, I'd say, have been taken over by a new manager and they're doing quite well themselves. So it'll be a tough game. It'll be a very tough game.
And in cricket, the opening Ashes test in Brisbane's evenly poised after day 2. England reduced Australia to 76 for 4, but they rallied to close on 165 without further damage. Joe Root's side were bowled out for 302 this morning, losing their final 6 wickets for just 56 runs. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.